supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what's this new research about therapy and how it could be helpful for people with serious chronic back pain?
Yeah, the study was really interesting to me, Mike, and it comes out of the University of Colorado at Boulder, and it's called Pain Reprocessing Therapy. It's highly structured. There are five components of it. And the first one, and perhaps the most important, is simple education about the brain origins and reversibility of chronic pain. So that, you know, this study was about back pain, but I'll use my neuropathic pain. So I get this severe pain in my arms, but there's nothing wrong with my arms. So what's happening is that the nerve endings become hyperreactive due to misfiring signals in my brain.
So does this therapy help people to ignore the misfire or to get rid of this misfire?
Neither. You can't ignore it because it hurts. What it does, though, is it changes your perspective on this pain so that with acute pain, the body reacts as though it's an emergency. With chronic pain, the body tends to react the same way, but it's not an emergency. So once we learn that the origin of the pain is in the brain and a misfiring in the brain, we know there's no danger in the pain. And that can diminish our fear. So we can look at our pain now through a lens of safety, that it's simply pain. And one way of doing this is to practice mindfulness with the pain. Now, I'm not talking about meditation. You don't have to sit on a cushion when your back hurts. But mindfulness means simply looking at the pain objectively, as though you're a scientist. So, where does the pain begin and end in your body? How far out does it go? Is there a central point in the pain? Is it associated with a texture or a temperature? So try to describe the pain as a scientist. Now, when you're looking at the pain objectively, you're not lost in the pain. You're observing the pain mindfully.
So what kind of outcomes did they have when they tried this specific intervention?
Well, they looked at 150 people. And what they found after 8 weeks of using this therapy, they found 2/3 of the patients in the treatment group were pain-free, were nearly pain-free, compared to 20% of the placebo group and 10% of the no treatment group. That's pretty impressive, Mike.
So could we see more of this kind of approach in managing pain? I mean, especially on the heels of the terrible opioid crisis that we're still in the throes of?
Absolutely, because what we're doing here is we're almost reprogramming the brain. I think with further research, this type of intervention could be effective for other forms of chronic pain, like fibromyalgia or chronic migraine or what's called complex regional pain syndrome.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.